didn't come here to die, but to fight for the rights of the working man. The seminal Irish rock band Black 47 are calling it quits after 25 years. As part of their farewell tour in support of their last two albums, Last Call and Rise Up, the band will be performing this Thursday at the Irish Heritage Center of Greater Cincinnati. I was able to catch up with lead singer Larry Kerwin by phone to talk about the band, their legacy, the tour, and what the future holds. So how are things with you?
Things are fine.
Yeah?
Good, yeah. Playing a lot.
Are you back in New York, or where are you now?
Yeah, I'm in New York. I just got back. We leave again tomorrow, so...
Where have you been? I know you've been going all over the place.
Yeah, pretty much everywhere. A lot on the East Coast, a lot out in the Midwest and South, and I don't know. We've been doing it pretty much since February. Well, we made the announcement that we were finishing up, I think, at the end of the year, and then it got really busy around February, and we've been traveling ever since. So it's like, I can't even remember where I was last.
It's important to point out that this isn't an angry breakup. This is a friendly sort of like, yeah, I think we're kind of done with this.
Yeah, it's very amicable. It actually came about when we were playing at a festival in Buffalo last September, a year ago. And I'd always wondered how Black 47 would finish up. And I remember thinking on stage, man, the band sounds great. And then on the long drive back, I was thinking, maybe this is the time to go when you're sounding really together and everyone's in a good shape. Then I mentioned it to the band, and we all agreed that let's do it a year from now, which would be the 25th anniversary in November of the first gig. So it's been a gradual working towards that. In the meantime, we decided to do a new album rather than go out playing the older songs. Let's do an album of all new songs. That was Last Call. And now we have this new collection of political songs, Rise Up. So yeah, it's amicable. It's been emotional out there because it means a great deal to a lot of people who are invested in the band emotionally.
And you guys, you've been together, like you said, now for 25 years. I mean, that's longer than most marriages last anymore.
Definitely. It's been tumultuous. Yeah. It's been a fairly controversial and tumultuous band, so there's been all sorts of stuff. But within the band itself, we were always very united and great friends. We're as good friends now as when we started.
When you went into the studio to record both Last Call and Rise Up, knowing that this was sort of the swan song of Black 47, was it uncomfortable at any point?
Not in the studio, no, not at all. The whole idea was, I think everybody worked harder would be the thing, because knowing it was the last one, and it was this great desire to get it right, and to really represent the band rather than the songs, I think was the idea, to show that this is what Black 47 sounds like at this point in its career. So no, there was no uncomfortable feeling about that. It gets a little uncomfortable sometimes when, after gigs, when you're talking to fans and whatever, and you're saying, but why? Why? Yeah. And it can be a little uncomfortable then, but, you know, 25 years is a good length of time, and 15 CDs, whatever we've done,
yeah.
2,600 gigs. You know, it's better to go out when you're ahead, I think, than just be waiting for something to happen, or, you know, just have an endless end.
Well, and you've kind of made a concerted effort with this last tour or collection of tours to visit some of the smaller clubs and the smaller places and really get to have a more intimate contact with your fans and followers.
Yeah, but we've always been that way. You know, it's have band, we'll travel. You know? There's a certain economic thing that you have to come up above a certain economic figure or financial figure to be able to go out and do the gig so everyone can get paid, because this is what the guys in the band do. But apart from that, we never cared. It could be a stadium or it could be a small pub. It's always about the music and connecting on that particular night. You know, people always ask me, where's your favorite place to play? And I can never really answer it because I don't really care. It's it's always more about the people and the music than the four walls or the ceiling. Pretty much every night with Black 47 is a great night because we're really into it. And there comes a point, and sometimes it takes longer than others, when the band and the audience really connect and then something happens. So that happens every night. And then you're on to the next gig and you're waiting that that's going to happen again the next gig. So you're not really thinking, oh, there was a great one back a week ago. A week ago can seem like an eternity. It's like sometimes we'd speak to each other and say, well, where were we that night? No one can really tell. Finally, someone gets out a book and looks at it. Oh, we were here. Great. But we don't think like that. It's kind of like an eternal go around, you know, where we're having a good time and the audience has a good time. And sometimes they don't, you know, if just something controversial, like during the Iraq War, audiences weren't having a good time. And, you know, but the message still had to be out there. And we try to have a good time one way or the other.
Now, you were just here about a year ago for your Rock and Reed concert. But when, if you can even recall, when was the last time Black 47 came to Cincinnati?
God, it's been a while. We used to play Bogarts a lot. I remember Sudsy Malone's very well. We used to party there afterwards. I can't remember when we last played Cincinnati, to tell you the truth.
You're coming to the Irish Heritage Center this week. And it's a lovely place, and I know that everyone there will be more than happy to see you and the gang. It's a wonderful room. You've played it before. Like, what do you think about the Irish Heritage Center in Cincinnati?
I'm always totally behind these Irish centers around the country because they're very important for keeping the culture together and introducing new people to the culture more than anything. You know, with the different classes they give and the theater group they have there. So I just think it's great that you have this resource in Cincinnati and that people can go there. But the great thing about the Irish thing is you don't have to be Irish to be a part of it. They accept everyone in these cultural centers and everyone can join and partake of the Irish culture and take something from it and pass it on. So, yeah, I always look forward to it, you know. You also, the thing I like about it is you get a lot of different generations of people. And you play in a rock club, you're basically, you know, you're talking 21 to 45 is kind of the age group. And in both at the Irish festivals and the heritage centers, you get everything from, you know, 5 to 105, and that's great to see the different generations come together. And that's one of the things Black 47 has always been good at, is bringing the generations together. We've never seen the music as being age-sensitive. It's there. There's a message in it, and you can get that message and that feeling no matter what age you are.
I'm curious, when all is said and done with Black 47, you have written a few books, you've written several plays, so what's next for Larry Kerwin?
Well, I've written 15 plays. I've always had a career as a playwright anyway, so I'll definitely be doing that. There's a play that probably interests people from Cincinnati because it's about Stephen Foster and the draft rights in New York City when Foster was living there in 1863. And Foster, of course, wrote O Susanna while he was working in Cincinnati. So I'm continuing with that. That's been developed and it's coming back to a big theater in New York. And I do a one-person show on Foster, so I'll be doing more of that and writing books. But I'll also continue to do solo stuff, doing Black 47 songs in a solo setting and whatever new songs I come to write. So I'll still be out there. You're not getting rid of me that easy. This is about putting a great band into its proper place, that, you know, it finishes on a high note, and that anybody can go back and look at Black 47, and I'll have the 15 albums to look at. Because what we did in the course of the 15 albums was chronicle New York City and America since 1989 in a certain way. So there's a history of what was happening in the country, and how the music was sounding, and how we brought together all the different styles of music, reggae and hip-hop and traditional Irish and jazz. So it's an American record that's there for people to see. And if you go to black47.com, after each CD, I wrote a history of what happened around that point, which I sometimes have to refer to myself, because when you write it at that moment and put it away, the memories change. But then sometimes I go back to that and I figure, oh, that's what was actually happening. That's what I was thinking at that point. So there's a whole history of music and politics, both Irish and American, all mixed up in the story of Black 47.
Looking back over 25 years of Black 47's music, is there an album, a show, a moment, a song that stands out in your mind as the pinnacle of it all?
Well, you know, there were big shows like playing with Johnny Cash and Neil Young, you know, Farm Aid and things like that. But the show that I remember most was a totally forgotten show in Paddy Riley's, which is a hole-in-the-wall pub in New York City where we were resident in the early years. And one night, I came up with a song. Black 47 never rehearses. I just go through the song with the band right before we go on stage. And the idea is you get through it, and then you fix it up as you go along. And the song was about James Connolly. And, you know, the place was rowdy because we were a rowdy band. And gradually, in the course of that song, especially when we got into the middle inner dialogue of the song, Connolly's dialogue with himself, the place went totally quiet. And when the song was over, there was silence for about 2-3 seconds, because all of us knew that something different had happened in music, that we'd come up with a different type of song. And Connolly was very important to Irish people. Up until then, there had been this song about him that really didn't represent him. And all of a sudden, there was kind of the voice of Connolly, but there was also a new style of song with this inner dialogue in it. And both band and audience knew that we created something new. So as a writer, that was the best thing that ever happened to me with Black 47.
Well, Larry, as always, it's a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you very much for your time, and best of luck to you.
All right, Jim. Take care, man. Best of luck to you.
Black 47 will be bidding farewell to Cincinnati at the Irish Heritage Center on Thursday, October 9th, starting at 7 p.m. The Irish Heritage Center is located at 3905 Eastern Avenue in Columbia, Tusculum. Tickets are still available through cincyticket.com or by calling the Irish Heritage Center. For WBXU's Local Exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.
My name is James Connolly. I didn't come here to die, but to fight for the rights of the working man, the small farmer too. Protect the proletariat from the bosses and their screws. So hold up to your rifles, boys. Don't give up your dreams of a republic for the working class, economic